I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Well, some other outdoor news. The Sodak Fishing League held its tournament about a week and a half ago in Indian Springs. Phil Bramer and Ricky Nelson are newcomers to the league, and they found themselves in the first spot. They caught 10 perch that weighed 8.93 pounds. Second place, Josh Phillips of Eden and Michael Lors of Fargo had 7.6 pounds. In third place, Jeff and Grant Workus from Watertown, 7.18. Then last weekend on the Children's Miracle Network tournament on Lake Ponset, the overnighter, largest perch, Trevor Carlson, 1.19 pounds. The amount of perch, the limit, Dwight Reitz, 11.73. Biggest walleye, 3.2 pounds. And then the limit of walleyes, 8.6 pounds. Both those by Terry Flint. And Jamie Dolan had the biggest northern, 13.13 pounds. Well, the snow geese are moving into the Squaw Creek Refuge. That's in northwest Missouri. They've changed that refuge name to Loess's Bluff Refuge. Anyway, over the past 8 days, they're up to 151,000 snow geese, also snow geese in central Nebraska. This Saturday is the 20th annual Grass Lake Conservation Club's ice fishing tournament. Location is Dry Lake by Florence or Grass Lake by Florence. It goes from 1 to 5, $10 entry fee. Tickets available at a lot of the places around town and even Keller's Corner up by Wallace. And the headquarters is the sidetrack in Florence for that tournament this Saturday. Also this Saturday, the Lake Hendricks Fishing Tournament, 11 to 3, Hendricks City Public Lake Access. You can call Tom Landmark for more information at 828-2113. Also this Saturday, the Long Lake Fishapalooza, $20 entry fee, a lot of fun and things going on for everybody. If you want some more information, you can call Randy at 237-8896. And then the Knights of Columbus tournament coming up February 11th on Enemy Swim Lake. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Well, now we travel up to Webster to the Game Fish and Parks offices and talking to Mark Ermer. And Mark, something new this year, Knights of Columbus, the first annual Webster Wabe Granville ice fishing tournament. It's on February 11th from 10 to 3. And so far with entries, how are you setting?
We're doing real good, Don. We just had a lot of interest just recently, and we're up to about 50 people signed up for this tournament. And we're just encouraging everybody to get a hold of us soon. We're trying to get everyone registered by the 5th, which is this Sunday. So get a hold of one of us, and we'll get you signed up for a really great event.
Well, the registration fee is $20 an adult and $5 for children 16 and under. And the tournament itself is on February 11th, but also you have a supper on the 10th.
Yeah, we've got the option of somebody wants to come into town early on Friday night. We put on a Hawaiian pork supper for $10 a piece at the Webster VFW for anybody interested. We're a little bit light on the registrations for that, so we'll see what happens on Sunday and see how many we got. But yeah, certainly if we've got a good interest in people there, we'll feed them on Friday night.
Well, and prizes awarded to the top 50 teams, you're at 50, so even if you get another 30 teams, you know, that's still, the odds are good.
Yeah, and not necessarily a team. Everyone's on their own. If a person catches the fish, their biggest fish goes on the board, and at the end of the tournament at 3:30, wherever those places may fall, that's the prize you get. And we put all the prizes 1 through 50 on a board last night. And we've got the big prizes spread out every 10, 20, 30, 40, and 50. So that's where the big ones are going to be. And we've got some great prizes. We've got an Ion Ice Auger. We've got a Markham Fish Finder. We've got a 40-inch HDTV. We've got an electric smoker. And an Eskimo Ice Shack is our five big prizes. And then all the rest of the prizes are at least your money back or more for the tournament.
And, Mark, how can they get a hold of you, seeing registration? You want to have it done by this Sunday, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, I'm going to give you my cell phone, which is a 605 number, 881-2258. And you can get a hold of me, or I'll give you Ryan Rasmus' number as well, and that is 605 again, 695-5947. You get a hold of either one of us, or if you know somebody that's a knight up in the Webster area, we'll get you a registration for them.
Mark Ermer, good luck with your Knights of Columbus tournament on February 11th.
All right.
Well, now we travel down to Lincoln, Nebraska, Nebraska Game and Parks, and I think I got that right. But Mark Vertiska, and Mark, I hear no snow down there, maybe a few snow geese moving in, and over next door, a little bit south and east of you, 100 or so miles or two, 150,000 snow geese. So maybe the movement starting a little early this year?
Yeah, Don, you know, this past few days here, except for the last two, it's you know, temperatures got into the 50s throughout most of Nebraska, at least in southern Nebraska, and we had some water starting to open up. And in fact, some ponds and a lot of the lakes were almost wide open. And on two different occasions, I've already observed, you know, small flocks of snow geese headed into the basins. And I'm sure those birds are part of that, those birds wintering down there in northwest Missouri that are coming up, and I kind of refer to them as the vanguard or the scouts looking for the rest of them. But, you know, I think in the next, any time now, I think if it warms up to any extent, we'll probably have, you know, the initial start of migration. And just, it's really going to depend on how long that warm period, you know, how long the duration of that is that migration will proceed. But I can tell it's just right around the corner.
Well, as far as the rainwater basin, did you get plenty of snow or fall rains or weather so the habitat's going to be good, or how are you setting?
Well, we actually got probably as much moisture in January as we had through any part of the winter, which is pretty odd for the basins. They're fairly wet, but we actually probably need a little bit more precipitation to get out there to really attract the birds. We had a pretty dry fall and a pretty warm one, and that dried a bunch of them up. And most people in Nebraska would probably lynch me, but you know, we probably could use a foot of snow in that area to really get those basins full of water. But we're doing okay. It just we need some additional precipitation to start filling a few of those up.
Pretty much the same story, maybe south of you in Kansas.
Actually, I think Kansas is doing probably a little bit better. I think some of those parts of Kansas have gotten a little bit more snow and precipitation than we did throughout the winter. It seemed like the snows right, you know, through the basins and kind of southern Nebraska, they were either going to the north or to the south of us. So I think they're doing okay in terms of water.
Mark, every year you go to the wing bee, and a whole group of people study the wings and you know, use that information as part of the harvest and the well-being. Is there any changes in waterfall that you've seen in the last couple of years that stand out?
Not really. You know, nothing comes to mind right off the top of my head, Don. Except, you know, it's just the variability of what you see in terms of weather, and this year is going to be interesting. I think, you know, for most states in the Central Flyway, and I'll speak for Nebraska, it didn't seem like we had a very good duck season given the warm temperatures. But there was enough fronts and stuff to move birds south, and I'm anxious to see what we, you know, Texas, for example, harvests a lot of birds anyway. They're the number one harvest state, Central Flyway, for ducks. And I'm anxious to see what we start picking up down there, you know, in terms of those parts and so forth, because I think Texas probably had a pretty good year. Those birds had to go some south at some point, and I think they overflew us, and probably the same thing in South Dakota.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, Mark Vertiska down in Lincoln, Nebraska, with Nebraska Game and Parks, thank you, and we'll talk to you again when we get the spring migration and keep in touch with you.
You bet, Don.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors. Now we head up to Grant County and their conservation officer, Jamie Peckelder, with the Game Fish and Parks. And Jamie, fish and walleyes or perch and walleyes on Big Stone, what areas are they finding them lately?
Well, guys have been kind of fishing the entire stretch of the lake, all the way from the very south end to the very north end. The perch bite has been really sporadic at best. There's been a few perch being caught down on the south end. They're mainly small. As you get up to the central part of the lake, anglers are seeing fish, but they're just not biting all that good. And then up north, way on the north end, some people have been catching a few walleyes. It's been more so in the evenings, what I've been seeing, but they have been catching a few.
You know, it seems like from about almost for a week now and last weekend, the fish just kind of have been off the bite all over.
That's what I've been hearing. It's been really tough, and we're no different here, too.
And I think there's a perch tournament coming up there pretty soon for that league, and they might have to work pretty hard at them.
Yeah, and those guys, they'll be able to find some fish and maybe key in on some of those spots. I think we just need some sunshine and some stable weather.
Anything out of Lake Traverse?
You know, I haven't heard much about Lake Traverse. I haven't seen a lot of people out there either. I would imagine that maybe some bluegill and the occasional walleye, but I just haven't seen too much.
And over east of the border, Minnesota, anything out of Lac-Qui-Parle or Artichoke or any place this winter you've heard?
Well, those lakes, I haven't heard a word about them, to be honest with you. It's just been really quiet.
Coyote hunters, are they out after them in Grant County?
We've had a few guys getting out after them, and some success. There's been some guys doing a little bit of calling. We've lost the majority of our snow here, so it's a little tougher to see. But there's a few guys giving it a try.
Are there any big heaves on Big Stone Lake?
You know, very few. From when I've been out there, the last 15 miles of the lake, you could drive from one end of that to the other, and I think you could probably almost drive from the very south tip all the way to the very north end. And not have to get off the lake.
Well, Jamie,
the heaves haven't been an issue.
Good. Jamie Peck Elder, GF&P Conservation Officer, thank you. Well, now we travel down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, I just wonder if your region from Brookings over to Lake Thompson and down to Sioux Falls slowed up last week like a lot of places in northeast South Dakota.
Yeah, you know, it did. We were out on Whitewood. We didn't do any good. I did hear two reports, a couple of shacks that caught a few perch on Saturday morning, you know, and nice fish. But heard other reports, several reports coming off of Whitewood, Thompson, where they just blanked this weekend. It wasn't any good at all. So, and other people where they got one fish. I think things toughened up. Lake Madison on Saturday night got a report off of there that they bottomed down there too. So things must have just gotten tough there. Other than that, though, you know, I think the fishing's been reasonably good on those lakes, just hit and miss. Lake Sinai, I have gotten a few reports of some crappies being caught again. Actually, one or two came, like they were catching them during the day now and maybe up a little bit shallower in that 22 to 30-foot range rather than that 30-foot-plus stuff. So it sounds like there's a little bit of activity there. Have not heard much off the 81 lakes. Lake Madison, I think, continues to be good for walleyes. You kind of have to move around and figure out where that school's at. But during the week this week, I think they picked up some walleyes in the evenings there. We took a walk, just a walk out on Oak Lake, and there was a fair number of people fishing out there on Sunday. A lot of people up relatively close to shore did get a report from earlier in the year. It sounds like you catch a lot of perch, a lot of throwbacks. A lot of the ones that are being kept are in that 7.5 to 8, 9 inch category with a few bigger ones in the mix. So that might be a good option if you wanted some reasonably fast action. Further south in the region, Minnehaha County lakes, Beaver Lakes are putting out some walleyes. That's over by Humboldt. Sounds like there's been 15 to 25 vehicles out on the ice a lot of days, and so they're catching some fish there. Got a report off of Twin Lakes by Montrose. Not catching a lot of fish, but a couple of guys are going out there and catching and releasing some bigger walleyes, in the evenings and stuff. So that might be an option if you wanted to hook into a larger fish.
You know, Dave, as far as the lakes, I haven't heard, or isn't there a lot of pressure on Oakwood at all lately?
You know, Oakwood's been pretty quiet throughout. I've heard a report here or there of some fish being caught, but usually if the fishing's pretty good, you get a fair number of people out there. So it's been pretty quiet this winter.
Dave Lucchese, biologist out of Brookings and Sioux Falls, thank you. Well, now we travel up to Webster, South Dakota, Game Fish and Parks offices, and biologists Brian Blackwell. And Brian, as far as fishing, kind of same old story, but maybe more slow days in the past week?
Yeah, overall I'd say, you know, there's some people that are doing well on Bitter Lake. I've heard of, you know, some limits coming out of their perch and a few walleye. But I think a lot of people, you know, catch a few fish and that's about it. Kind of the same story up on Wall Bay. Does sound like the crowds definitely moved to the south as we expected as the winter moved on. More people are fishing that south end of Wall Bay. And I've heard, you know, some decent reports of perch as well as walleye, you know, an evening walleye bite too out there.
On Wall Bay, can you get in that Kicker Brother Road coming from the south in there, do you know?
You know, I'm not sure if they're accessing that place over there or not. I know I think you come in from Denholm Bay or the Canagle access, but I'm not sure if they're coming in on that area we call Bates Creek.
Horseshoe, Swan, Hague, some of those getting fishing pressure?
Yeah, there's been some pressure out there on those lakes. Horseshoe, I have not heard much as far as the bite going on. I know a few people have been trying it. Swan's had some people out there at times. I think it's been fairly busy, especially on Saturday from the word I heard. A few walleyes and a few perch. I don't think it's been a real strong bite. And then right across that Hague, some smaller perch are being caught on there at times.
Up north, the Pius, Opitz, Lynn, Hazleton, any of those?
The area north, what they call North Hazleton, I think, has had a decent bite at times. Some perch as well as some walleyes. Lynn, really haven't heard a whole lot of pressure. I see some pictures every once in a while of some nice walleye on that lake. Opitz, again, a few people are trying it, but for some reason the perch just don't want to bite on that lake. People struggle to catch the perch, and we know there's a decent population there.
You know, it really seems like when the fish shut down, they seem to have, for about 3-4 days from Thursday through Sunday on most lakes, somebody's going to always catch some fish, but a lot of people didn't. That's just kind of weird, but at that point, I don't think we had sun for about a week, and maybe that's a factor.
Yeah, it sure could be. You know, I think we've had a fair number of fronts going through the area, and that puts those fish in a neutral mode, so maybe that's part of it. Prey availability, there's maybe plenty of food in some of these lakes, so they don't have to eat as often. They're able to, you know, they're catching food on their own without having to bite on what people are offering. I don't know, it's been just definitely been a weird winter because there's, you know, people are seeing fish on cameras, on their vexillars and stuff, and just can't get them to bite a lot of times.
Have you seen in the evenings coming back into Watertown much pressure on Dry Lake by Florence or anybody on Grass Lake?
There has been a few people on Grass, not very many, a couple pickups here and there. And Dry Lake is the same situation, just a few vehicles out there. The pressure really dropped off on those two, on Dry.
Brian Blackwell, Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.